And let me see, when I was still, George was, no, it couldn't have been. I must have been in high school by the time George, because George was 5 years younger than I, and Seaver 7 and a half. But George had a beautiful boy soprano, and he was chosen to sing the lead in, I think it was the Teapot and the Teacup. Our music teacher composed this little operetta, and he sang the lead. And I remember that I went because Mother was not feeling well and Daddy was out of town, so I was the representative of the family to go for the productions. Anyway, I went on from Madrona, where I had been very happy, but I was always ready to move on. Mm-hmm. Cecily kept, when we'd walk home from school, she would want to stop in at school and walk through the halls, and I would do that with her because we walked home together, but it didn't interest me. I was gone from there.
Right,
I was going to high school now. And when I was a freshman, I was able to take as an elective oral expression. And so that was a very enjoyable thing. There were many, many things about school that I thoroughly enjoyed, but I was always very active in extracurricular things.
The financial house of cards collapses, and the overinflated stock market plunges into a Great Depression. A financial panic grips the world.
In 1929, my father lost his business because the lumber market just fell to the bottom in the crash, and there wasn't anything going on in British Columbia.
But the Northwest, too, was feeling the impact of a worldwide depression. More than half the industrial workers were in forest industries. And the world no longer called for the logs and lumber of the Northwest. Mills were abandoned, some never to reopen.
And Daddy came back to Seattle because he felt that that was the place to come. We had a big family here, my mother's family, and I think my grandfather Evans had been living with us, and he was glad to come back to Seattle too. Excuse me. And my mother lost her eyesight at that time too, and no one could diagnose what was causing this. And they kept saying it wasn't going to, the doctor said it wouldn't get any worse. Well, it got to the point where first she was just legally blind, but she was totally blind before many years. So I had, I was her chief helper, and so I had lots of things to do at home after school. So most of my activities were involved with school time. Mm-hmm. And my father became a binge drinker, and because he had been such a successful man, and our life had been very comfortable, and then he came down to Seattle as a 50-year-old man looking for work in another field. He even ran an elevator on the docks because it was very difficult to find a job. Then he became an assessor for various companies, canning companies, all over the state of Washington, and he traveled, and he found it difficult to be away from home mm-hmm. all the time. So those years, high school years, were very, very difficult for all of us.